While we wait for negotiators in Paris to emerge with some type of plan to try to address climate change, Republicans in Washington continue to press their battle against the Obama administration's climate change policies. But many of the GOP's old allies in corporate America are ready to move on. NPR's Peter Overby has our story.
Even as the Paris conference was underway, Senate Republicans held a subcommittee hearing on Capitol Hill to challenge the climate change science. Senator and presidential candidate Ted Cruz ran the hearing.
The computer models are profoundly wrong. Not a little bit wrong, but profoundly inconsistent with the data and the evidence.
It's the kind of thing that has put corporations and their lobbyists in an awkward situation. Corporate America pretty much agrees that climate change is real and action is needed. What's more, President Obama's administration is rolling out new climate regulations.
The Supreme Court has established that he's required to address carbon pollution under the Clean Air Act, so he's acting under that authority.
Tim Profeta is director of Duke University's Nicholas Center for Environmental Policy Solutions.
Most large diversified companies are looking over at least the longer term to get some policy on the ground so they have certainty as to what their development path should be.
That's where the lobbyists come in. They're all about pragmatism.
These international meetings, the minute wheels go up, people forget what they agreed to.
Frank Misano is an energy industry lobbyist who didn't go to Paris. His clients didn't need him to.
It doesn't have that much impact on what they're dealing with because they've already been handed a significant challenge in the president's EPA rules.
The Clean Power Plan, it's called. New carbon control rules from the Environmental Protection Agency. Gretchen Goldman is the lead analyst at the Center for Science and Democracy. She says the business outlook will get worse, first for coal, later on for natural gas and oil.
Investors see that as a big financial risk. If we all of a sudden are in a carbon-constrained world and a tremendous amount of the company assets are in carbon, then that's a problem.
The Conservative Heartland Institute sent a delegation to Paris to make the case for climate change skepticism. But even Heartland senior fellow James Taylor acknowledges that American business is on board for climate action. Except he calls it crony capitalism.
Much of corporate America stands to benefit from government interjecting itself into the marketplace and then carving up all sorts of new handouts, market restrictions, etc.
But there's not even unity among think tanks on the right. Jerry Taylor is president of the Libertarian Niskanen Center.
Political philosophy and ideology has absolutely nothing to say with how one reads atmospheric physics.
6 years ago, Congress seriously debated a bipartisan bill that would have put a rising price on carbon. It didn't pass. Taylor says it was a lost opportunity.
I think a lot of Republicans, if you gave them sodium pentothal, would probably tell you the same thing.
But instead, Republican Party politics have ended up constraining corporate lobbyists.
You're certainly not going to tell your bosses that we should make a kamikaze run on climate when you've got a lot of other more important things to do with your government affairs agenda and very little evidence that the Republicans are going to listen to you right off the bat anyway.
Nobody expects this stalemate to be permanent, but nobody's sure exactly what will break it either. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.